理课堂听 class.com。
Maxwell McMillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, we are outside the Stewart home in Riverdale. Robbie is practicing basketball, but he seems to be sad, and his mother, Ellen, is worried about him.Ellen discovers the cause of her son's unhappiness. Then, Robbie's father and grandfather return from getting haircuts at the barbershop. And together, the family solves Robbie's problem.
Okay, I'll put it in the basket this time.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, too bad.
You almost made it. Yes, but I missed. And in basketball, almost isn't good enough.
I think you're going to make it this time.
Oh, I missed it again.
Well, I thought the ball was going right in the basket.
But it didn't. I'm going to take a rest.
Good. I want to talk to you.
Did I do something wrong?
Oh, no, dear.Your father and I are a little worried about you.
Worried? About me?
Yes. You don't seem to be enjoying yourself these days. Tell me, is something wrong?
Well, not really, but...
What's bothering you, Robert?
My driving lessons. I mean, they're over. Richard was teaching me to drive his car.
Aha. And now he's gone. He's off on his trip around the country.
And here I am, old enough to learn to drive a car, and there's no one to teach me.
I understand. Summer is passing.
Summer is passing? Mom, my life is passing.
Don't be silly, Robbie. We'll think of something. It's Dad and Grandpa.
Hey there. Grandpa and I are home.
Hi, Philip. Hi, Grandpa.You both look very nice.
We had our ears lowered.
Uh-huh.
That's a joke, Robbie. It means we got haircuts.
I know, Grandpa. Your ears seem lower because your hair is short.
Robbie's unhappy because Richard is gone.
Yeah, we all miss Richard.
But you see, Richard was teaching Robbie to drive.
No problem. One of us can teach you to drive. Why don't you ask your grandfather?
Would you teach me, Grandpa?
I'd like that very much.
There. That's the answer. Grandpa will teach Robbie to drive. Now, tell me the truth. There's a new barber at the shop. What do you think of my haircut?
You had a haircut? I thought you had your ears lowered.
Let's study the word enough for a minute. Listen to this again.
Oh, too bad. You almost made it.
Yes, but I missed. And in basketball, almost isn't good enough.
Almost isn't good enough. It's not good enough to score a point. Here's another example.
And here I am, old enough to learn to drive a car, and there's no one to teach me.
Robbie is old enough to drive a car. He's 17. In most parts of the United States, 15 is too young to drive, but 16 is old enough. Well, what do you think of the word enough? It's easy enough. Bye for now.
And now, Act 2.
This time on Tuning In the USA, Robbie Stewart is having a driving lesson. His brother Richard started to teach him, but Richard is traveling now. He is not here to help Robbie learn to drive. Grandpa Stewart is Robbie's new driving teacher, and during their lesson, He helps Robbie make a big decision.
All set for your first driving lesson, Robbie?
You bet, Grandpa. But it's not my first driving lesson. Richard gave me about 6 lessons.
Well, okay, but you have a new teacher now. Me. And it's lesson number 1. All right now, let's learn to drive. Take the keys and start up the car.
Grandpa, that's not the first thing to do.
Who is the teacher here? Come on, put the key in the ignition, then give it a turn to the right.
Wait a minute, Grandpa. I really think you're forgetting something. We should do something else first.
What is it?
Grandpa, look around. What do you see?
Oh, of course. I remember now. My seatbelt. I did forget something important.
That's right. That was Richard's first lesson. In accidents, seatbelts really do save lives.
All right. Now, are you ready to start the car?
Yes. Here we go. Key in the ignition. Turn it to the right and...
Say, you're pretty good at that. Now, look around you. Make sure the way is clear. And let's go.
How am I doing?
You're doing fine.
Shall we drive to the river?
Fine. Just don't drive into it.
I like driving. Someday soon, I'm going to get my own car.
That sounds reasonable. You'll have to ask your parents, of course, but I think it's a good idea.
You do? Right now, at my age?
Well, owning a car is a big responsibility. Are you ready for that?
Sure. But I don't have enough money to buy one yet.
Well, you know the answer to that problem.
I know, Grandpa. I guess I have to get a job.
Yes, you do. But think of it. With your own car, you can drive anywhere.
Yes, that will be great. I'll get a job, and then I'll get my own car. Oh, but there's one other thing.
Is it my seatbelt again? It's fastened.
No, passing the test for my driver's license. But thanks to you, that part should be easy.
You don't have a problem there, Robbie. You're doing fine.
Let's study the words anywhere and anytime. They mean it's not important where and it's not important when. Listen.
With your own car, you can drive anywhere.
You can drive anywhere. You can drive to Los Angeles, or Miami, or New Orleans, or anywhere. Let's go for a drive. Where shall we go?
Anywhere.
Anywhere? Okay. Let's go to the ocean.
Fine. When shall we leave?
What do you say?
When shall we leave?
Anytime.
Anytime? Okay. Right now.
What shall we do at the ocean?
I don't know.
What do you say? What shall we do?
Anything! That's right. And that's all for now.